This is a replay of our Sunday, August 14th church service titled, Let the Church Be the Church, sermon by Pastor David Ripley. We hope you enjoy the message and the music by Ellen and the worship team.
We want to welcome you this morning to Grace Christian Fellowship. And for those that are listening by radio, we offer a warm welcome this morning. To those who are away, we pray a blessing on each and every one of them. I know this is August, and a lot of people take time to visit relatives and friends, and even a few enemies. Absolutely. So we want to welcome you this morning. I just want to share with you a few announcements this morning. We want to pray for Roy Lawrence. He had a terrible accident yesterday, and from what I understand, he is in Kelowna, and we want to just lift him up in prayer. Of course, that's Pastor Gordon's brother and Heather's brother-in-law, so we want to just lift them up to the Lord, lift him up. Roy, that God would just touch him and minister to him in the name of Jesus. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary, so please keep that in mind. There's a women's prayer and chair this Tuesday, August the 16th at 1 p.m. So I'm calling all the ladies to take some time this week to come to the church. And let's pray and seek the face of God. I think it's important to pray. And just as an aside, in September, we are going to be having a week of prayer here at the church. I believe it'll be the second week of September, from a Monday to a Saturday, every night here at the church at 7 o'clock. But we just want to continue to bathe everything in prayer in the name of Jesus. So please keep that in mind. This Tuesday, of course, July the 19th, 7 p.m., is our This and That program, and rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. Now, I don't know if we have on our on-demand the Marty Moore interview. I don't know if that is that up? Not quite yet. Okay, so it's going to be up soon, and you'll be able to listen to that, so keep that in mind. Saturday at 8 a.m. is men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. It's always good to see the men coming out and praying. Also, the radios for sale. I don't know if we have a picture of them. There's a picture of them. I only have 9 left. So there's only 9 radios left. So we've sold quite a few of them. Yeah, you got one this morning. They're $30 each. Now, if you cannot afford one, Peter said that he would buy one for you. Such a nice guy, isn't he? What a nice guy to do that for us. Okay, there's only 7 left now, so because we've got 2, so that's wonderful to know. And our next fellowship is going to be Sunday, August the 28th, after the service. So please keep that in mind. And this Thursday is our next community meeting here at the church. And we're going to be praying and discussing the next election right here in Creston. How many know there's an election in November for a new mayor and council members? And so this meeting is of utmost importance this Thursday at 6:30 p.m., our community meeting here at the church. So please keep that in mind. And also, I want to just remind the pastor's council, if we could meet for just a few moments after the service, it won't be long, so keep that in mind just right after the service. Well, those are all the announcements this morning. We're going to give you a chance to move around and greet some people this morning and just shake some hands. Can we do that this morning?
Sing a song while you do it.
We're going to do it different. This is different.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be the very day. I have learned in all that happens just to praise Him, for I know He's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know He'll see me through, He said He would. He has promised eye nor ear can hardly fathom all the things He has in store for those who'll pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. Yes, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper, and it seems like things are bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference, because it's bound to get better either way. I've never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. And I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. Well, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that He'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. And when God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, well, I just feel like something good is about to sister, this could be that very day. And brother, this could be that very day.
Amen. Glad that you had a chance to move around and greet some people. I just want to share a few scriptures as we open up the service this morning. And they're not on the screen, so this means you have to use your Bible, your own Bible, that you bring to church every Sunday, because that's the one you're reading from. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 43. It's just two verses. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Just as we open up the service in prayer this morning. How many know that we need fresh rain? I'm not talking about a physical rain. I'm talking about a spiritual rain. We need a refreshing from the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've been praying for here at Grace Christian Fellowship, is a refreshing rain from the Holy Spirit. Verse 18 says, and I believe this is a prophetic word, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Has God ever done something for you? Can I see your hand in the past? Does that mean that he's going to do it exactly the same in the present or in the future? Something you experienced before may not happen exactly the way you think it's going to happen in the present. Because verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now, new doesn't mean outside the confines of the scriptures. New means something fresh. Amen. It means something that we would think of as different or maybe unusual. And yet we know it is from the hand of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. That's what I want to speak out this morning. Now it shall spring forth. Something fresh. Something illuminating. A move of the Spirit of God that we have never experienced before in the life of this church. Something unpredictable. I want to say that again. Something unpredictable. That when you come to church and you think this is the way it's going to happen, God does it differently. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Can you shout amen this morning? You know, everybody wants a cookie cutter kind of religion. You know, you come, you stand, you sit down, you stand up, you repeat something, you sit down, you stand up. You know what that is? That's religion. I want a mighty move of the Spirit of God that's even going to surprise me. Hallelujah. Behold, I will do a new thing. It's already been prophesied about what God wants to do in this valley. Years ago, the prophecy has been brought forth, and God is saying, now is the time the Lord wants to bring forth something fresh, hallelujah, from His Holy Spirit, not from the hands of man, not orchestrated by human hands, but something that comes from heaven, hallelujah, where the Holy Spirit is in charge. Shall you not know it? Now, if you look at this verse, you say, Pastor Ripley, is this a sermon? You're going to get two for the price of one this morning. Amen. Why does the sermon have to be after the worship? Or why does the announcements have to be in the middle of the service? Or why does this have to happen like this? Or why does that have to be like that? You shall not know it. Now, my version says, gives a question mark. Are you going to recognize and perceive and discern that God is at work?
are you going to know that it is the moving of the Spirit of God and move with it? Sometimes we're resisting the very thing that God is wanting to do. Are you hearing me this morning? Sometimes we're resisting the very thing that God is desiring to do. And that's why this question mark is here. I will even make a road in the wilderness. And that doesn't seem too surprising to me, because there's a lot of roads in the wilderness, even as we speak. But the next part of it is unusual. And rivers in the desert. Now, I haven't been to too many deserts, but I would assume that in the middle of a desert, there's not a flowing river bubbling up. It would be unusual to see something like that in the middle of a desert springing up. But how many know the unusual is not necessarily the flesh? Sometimes the unusual comes from the very hand of God. Jesus told Peter to go down to the river, put in a hook, fish, catch one, open its mouth, and inside will be the temple tax.
Right.
Now, if I told you that you were going to pay your house taxes down at the lake, Kootenai Lake, if I told you to go down there and fish, and the first fish you pull out, open up its mouth, and there's going to be $2,000 inside of that fish's mouth, and you're going to be able to pay your house tax, you would send me to the asylum. You say, that pastor has lost his mind. But how many know God does unusual things? Beyond the capacity of the human mind to ascertain, and yet we know it is the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. There's so many instances in the Bible. Food being brought by a raven to a prophet. Waters being separated so masses of people could walk across. Water coming out of a rock. All kinds of unusual things. And yet the Bible records them as from the very hand of God. Can God do it again? Can God perform something unusual in this valley, hallelujah, where people would look back, stand back, and say, this is God at work, hallelujah. We're excited about it. I think there's a hunger in this house to see God move. And that's what we're praying for this morning. That the Holy Spirit will move mightily upon our hearts and lives and do a new thing, a fresh thing. Maybe an unusual thing where we're all going to be in wonder of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that the atmosphere in this house will change. I pray that the atmosphere in this house will change from doubt to faith in the name of Jesus. From unbelief to belief that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all we can ask or even imagine according to His power that's at work within us. Hallelujah. Let it happen, saith the Lord. Let it take place, saith God Almighty. Let the showers of heaven fall upon us one more time. Let there be a river flowing through this house. I declare it today. I speak it forth as a divine declaration. Let God do His work, whatever it is, whatever He wants to do. Not my will, but Lord, Your will be done. Hallelujah. Maybe God will fill this church with drug addicts. Those that are addicted. Maybe God will fill this house with people that we never thought would ever enter the doors of a church. And the first five rows will be those that have been delivered and set free and released, lifting their hands and magnifying God in His presence. Hallelujah. Maybe God will raise up prophets amongst us from those that we never thought could ever be used of God. And yet God has put His hand upon their lives. Father, I just thank You today. Lord, as we begin to praise You, and as we begin to worship You, Lord, we pray for Roy this morning that You will touch him and minister to him and Sherry, Lord, and their family. Father, so many others that need a touch from You, that Your work would be done in hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for a fresh move of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives. Let the new thing that You desire to do emerge and blossom in this house. In Jesus' name. Let Your work be done in such a powerful way, continually in this house. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's just stand and open our hearts up to the Lord this morning.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. Oh, I want to see You. And open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up and shining in the light of your glory, and pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see.
Of our heart, I pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you here this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You called me from the grave by name, and you called me out of all my shame. I see the old has passed away, the new has come, and now I have resurrection power living on the inside. Jesus, you have given us freedom, and no longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. And I'm dressed in your royalty. Your Holy Spirit lives in me. I see my past has been redeemed. The new has come. Now I have resurrection power living on the inside. Jesus, you have given us freedom, and no longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. Hallelujah. Given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. Oh, hallelujah. Now I have resurrection power living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. Thank you, Jesus. No longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. And now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. And no longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom.
One more time, claim the freedom.
I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. And no longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not by works lest men should boast. Our goodness isn't even close. For no good deed is good enough to save us. We think that we can make it through by all the good things that we do. But these things are as nothing. All from hell, come hear the news, the story tell of Christ who died upon that cross to save us. You Lamb of God, you bore God's wrath, you bled and died on our behalf and washed away our sins. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I would live my life for him who gave his life my soul to win. Oh, show me, Lord, the way that I can serve you. We praise and glorify your name and all your wondrous works proclaim. All our hope is in you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
We worship you, O God above. Great is your mercy and your love. We lift our voices, one sing praises to you. We love you, Lord, we seek your face, we wait and pray for your embrace, your Holy Spirit guides our pathway to you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think are like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. And love so speak, peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We come and worship before you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. On bended knee I come, with a humble heart I come, bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands to you as I play. we pledge our love anew. We worship you in spirit. We worship you in truth. Make our lives a holy praise unto you.
Let's sing On Bended Knee We Come one more time.
On bended knee we come, with a humble heart we come, bowing down before your holy throne, and lifting holy hands to
Can you give him praise this morning?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. How many are ready for part two? Okay, we're going to do part two this morning. If you have your Bibles, Galatians chapter 6. And I brought my can opener. Because some things have been preserved for quite a while, but they need to come out in the open. God wants to do a fresh work in every heart, in every life, in the name of Jesus. Now, this is not a subject that I enjoy talking about. I don't think any pastor likes to talk about what I'm going to talk about this morning. And yet it's in the Bible. Sometimes we exonerate the early church as though they never had any problems. But most of the pastoral letters and Pauline epistles were dealing with issues in the church. How many know that's true? And I think this morning, as I look at these verses, verses 1 to 5, Father, I just pray this morning that you will speak to us and minister to us. Lord, I pray that this refreshing that you're going to bring is going to come, even as we take every burden, every situation, and lay it at your feet. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, the word overtaken in this particular verse means caught. The woman was caught in the very act of adultery. That's what the Bible says. Sometimes people give in to sin. It doesn't have to happen. It's not God's will that it happens. We all pray that it never happens. But sometimes people fall prey to the work of the enemy in their lives. In this instance, the person is caught in a trespass. The word trespass meaning sin. Someone has given in to their sinful fleshly passions. They've given in to the spirit of the age, the spirit of the world. And how many know those spirits, their power and influence is increasing? But the story doesn't end there. You who are spiritual, how many know we need spiritual people in the church? And I'm not talking about people that just have visions and dreams. I'm talking about people that are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, that are mature in their walk with God. The Bible says that if the person is repentive, we should restore such a one. That word restore means, as it were, to break or to mend a broken bone. How many know that when you sin, there are ramifications for your sin? Hello? Whether it's big or small, depending on how you look at it, every sin has ramifications. And that's why the person who falls needs to be restored. Something has been broken and it needs to be mended in the name of Jesus. There needs to be a divine healing that would come not just to the physical being, but to the spiritual being. And we got a lot of Christians walking around with broken arms, broken legs, broken collarbones. I'm talking about in the spirit. And they've never truly been restored according to the word of God by spiritual people that would come alongside of them and pour into them, hallelujah, and see them brought back to that place that God has for them, hallelujah. Because someone sins, and we don't want people to sin, but if they do, we don't cast them aside and say, well, you know, forget you, Charlie. You messed up. We're going to look to somebody else. If that were the truth, what would have happened to Peter, who denied the Lord 3 times? And you know why people don't confess their sins in the church? Because they're afraid of the reaction that's going to come when they stand and say, I have sinned. They're going to be, they feel they might be rejected, cast aside. Friends, that is the spirit of true revival, when someone is willing to stand in humility and confess their shortcomings and their sins and repent and be restored by the Holy Spirit. That will spark a mighty revival. Come on, somebody. That's why the devil hates that kind of stuff. It says, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. I don't think it says they're in a spirit of wrath or anger or resentment. But in a spirit of gentleness. You know why? Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Let that sink in for a moment. aware of your own humanity and flesh. Verse 2. I want to talk about failure. You know, one of the hardest people to forgive is yourself. Hello? One of the most difficult people to forgive is yourself. The devil is the condemner of the brethren. And one of the greatest burdens to bear is the burden of failure, failing God. You know, there's a lot of types of failure. People can experience a failed marriage. People can experience a failed business. Come on, let's be honest. People can experience a failed relationship. You know, they make it look so easy on TV. Just go get an abortion. It will be painless. But you know what? My daughter, Michelle, had the opportunity of visiting a pregnancy center in Portland. And how many women come back for counseling because they had an abortion? Are you hearing me? Failure can be a burden that some people cannot take. And we as believers need to know and come alongside and help to carry the burden. We see so many young people transitioning from male to female or female to male. It's almost become like a trend. You know, it's amazing, and I'm repeating myself, it's amazing that the government allows young people to make that kind of decision, but you can't drink until you're how old? I'm getting conflicting messages here. Is it 19 or 21? Okay, depends on where you live. In BC, what's the age? 19. I thought someone said 41. You can't make a decision to drink, but you can make a decision that will ever and forever change who you are. Are you hearing me? And then there is regret. There are burdens that people face in their lives that they cannot carry alone. They need the body of Christ to come alongside of them and help them to carry the burden through until the yoke is completely broken over their lives. See, why are you talking about this? I don't even know what else to talk about. Maybe someone has come for a religious sermon that skirts the real issues that people are battling with. The situations that people are working through. And some have carried burdens that go back 10, 15, 20 years. That yoke is still there. And God wants to break it in the name of Jesus and free you from the chains that have bound you for so many years. Amen. Bear one another's burdens. Those who fail. And I love verse 3. For if anyone thinks himself to be something. Have you ever heard someone say, how could they do that? I would never do that. You'd be surprised what you could do if you stop depending on God, your prayer life dries up, your Bible begins to collect dust, you stop relying on the grace of God, you isolate yourself away from the body of Christ, you would be surprised what you could do. No, we should say, but by the grace of God, there go I. I'm not going to be proud enough to think that I would never do that. I am daily depending on His grace and His mercy and His strength and His power to carry me through. Come on, somebody. That enable me to walk on. Because when we're proud, you can't help anyone. The proud person can never help to restore anyone or carry anyone's burden. No, it's the humble. It's the one who comes along humbly. Hallelujah. Puts their arm around someone and says, I'm praying for you and I'm going to help you through this. I'm going to be there as your friend in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. Not someone that comes alongside with a knife to the back and spreads gossip all over the town about your failure. The truly loving person hides the person's failure. It doesn't mean sweeping it under the rug, but it means that they're not going to be sharing it with everybody. Oh, I'm just so concerned for you. Tell me all the details. If anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You, but by the grace of God, could fall into the same pit. Come on, it's the truth. Paul said, I'm the chiefest of sinners because I persecuted the church. How often do we judge our brothers and sisters in Christ instead of truly praying for them? Judging means passing sentence. I only know that because it's come to me. I've done it. And I've had to repent. Judging our brothers and sisters when there's truly only one judge and His name is God Almighty. Hallelujah. If anyone thinks himself to be something, oh, I'm just a holy, holy person. I'm so holy. Don't touch me. You'll lift the anointing. There's no one that can truly say that. There was only one sinless person that walked on the face of the earth, and His name is the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. and a spirit of humility is what is going to allow you to minister to somebody else. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, take the plank out of your eye so that you can remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Where's the plank? It's in our eye. Where's the speck? It's in our brother's eye. What's bigger, a speck or a plank? I would say to you, a plank is bigger. A plank is bigger. And then the Bible says when you get the plank out, then you're going to be able to help your brother remove the speck, oh glory to God, out of their eye. Man, I feel so excited this morning. I don't know how I'm going to finish this. This whole service, I don't know how I'm going to finish it. I feel the power of God flowing this morning. It's the flesh that passes judgment. And how many of us have been wrong about our judgments? Only to discover the facts, and we find out that what we believe was totally erroneous. It's the work of Satan. It's the work of evil spirits. Verse 4. But let each one examine. Before you give advice, look into your own life. You say, that's scary. You know why some people don't pray? They don't want to know what God's going to say. They're afraid. But you don't have to be afraid. He's a loving God. Whatever he pinpoints in your life, he will give you the grace to deal with it. Hallelujah. He's on your side. Praise God. You're his child. Hallelujah. You're the sheep of his pasture. Glory be to God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's not our enemy. He's our friend. But let each one examine his own work. Before you try to help someone, look within yourself. Is there anything that's going to stop me from ministering to somebody else? And then lastly, and this seems like a contradiction, verse 5. But each one shall bear his own load. It feels like it's contradicting verse 2. Bear one another's burdens. But you know what? It's called self-responsibility. There are certain things that you just by yourself with God are going to have to deal with. Hello? You might not get a host of people to come alongside of you, but it's a situation that God has confidence that you and Him can work it out. Hallelujah. God has given you His wisdom and His power and His might. You heard about the young boy that cried wolf, right? Wolf, 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 wolf. And if all the townsmen came, no wolf. Wolf, 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 wolf. Wolf. That's my youth pastor days coming out. Wolf, 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 wolf. Townsmen come again, no wolf. Then when there was a real crisis, and there was a real wolf, You know what the townsman said? We're not coming. And you know what? The story goes that the young man was devoured by the wolf. There's some things that God is asking us to deal with. You and Him alone, and God will get you through. It's your load. It's your cross to carry. It's your situation. It's your circumstance. And God says, in this circumstance and in this situation, you and I are going to get through this. Hallelujah. We're going to come through it in the name of Jesus. My finger hurts. It's my toe. It's my elbow. It's my foot. It's my knee. The Bible says, for each one shall bear his own load. And let me just say it again. There are things that you and God, that's all it's going to take to bring you through. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? Aren't you thankful for that this morning? Hallelujah. You don't always need an army with you. Yes, there are situations where you need the body of Christ, but then there are situations where it's just you and God, and that is enough for that situation. He is going to bring you through. Glory to God. I don't know what your situation is this morning. But God is here by His Holy Spirit to minister to you. To minister to you. This is your opportunity to make things right with God. To say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me. Purify me. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Maybe it's a situation where you need to let your guards down and let other people come into your life to help carry the load. Because it's grievous and you need others to stand with you. Or maybe it's a circumstance where God's saying, you know what? Just come to my throne room. You and I are going to get through this together. We bow our heads this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, we just thank you this morning for the work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I believe that you want to do a deep work in our hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. And we are here in your presence, Lord, for that work to carry on. Maybe you're here this morning and you're carrying a heavy burden. Maybe you're here this morning and you failed God in some way. Maybe you've judged others and you need to say, Lord, forgive me for that. Whatever it may be, the Holy Spirit is present to touch you and to minister to you and to strengthen you. You don't need to be afraid of the Spirit of God. He's here to help you through it in the name of Jesus.
And I'm praying this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite you to stand this morning. And I'd like to end this service around this altar, just worshiping the Lord. Just reaching out to God. Letting the sweet Spirit of God just touch and minister to us before we leave this house in the name of Jesus. The only touch you need this morning is the touch of the Spirit of God to help you, to strengthen you, to enable you, to encourage you. I'm inviting you to take that step of faith out from your pew. And let's just take a few moments around this altar with our hands in the air and just say, Lord, I need your touch this morning. You don't know what you're going to face tomorrow, but you can be prepared today that nothing is going to catch you unaware because you're spiritually prepared in Jesus' name. As we begin to sing this song, I'm going to invite you to come to this altar this morning. We're just going to gather around and we're just going to take a few moments just to worship the Lord and to magnify His name. Will you come this morning?
I exalt Thee. I exalt Thee.
Father, I just pray against every yoke this morning. I pray against every chain this morning. Anything that would be within one's heart, even from the past, Lord. Father, that it would be brought to the surface and broken in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, that which is hindering, that which is standing in the way as a barrier would drop in the name of Jesus. Broken down in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody just praise Him this morning. Lord, we praise You. For he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Father, we receive that freedom into our lives. We take those things that have bogged us down and we lay them at Your feet this morning. We lay them at the foot of the cross this morning, O God. Lord, just forgive us, cleanse us, purify us this morning as we are here in Your presence. Oh God, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in this house. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. Let's sing it again. Hallelujah. Just one more time. Just let the Holy Spirit minister to you this morning.
And I exalt Thee. Oh, I exalt Thee. I exalt Thee. Oh, Lord. I exalt Thee.
Shoulder. Just reach out to someone this morning. The Bible says, pray one for another. The Bible says, pray one for another. Share your faults with one another that you may be healed. James says, the book of James. I want you to just begin to pray for that person that you have your hands upon them. Just begin to pray. Say, Lord, strengthen them right now. Strengthen them right now. Strengthen them, Lord. Pour into them of Your Holy Spirit. Oh, God. Touch them, Lord. Father, we pray for Pastor Raff and his family as they're on vacation. We pray that You would strengthen them this morning. Pastor Raff and Sylvia, strengthen them this morning. Pour into them of Your Holy Spirit, O God. Give them the rest that they need in this hour. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ that You would touch them, O Lord. Touch them, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you give him a clap offering this morning? Come on, give him praise in this house. And if you're not too shy and you're not too inhibited, you can give your brother or sister a hug in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you're not too inhibited, you can just give them a hug in the... I know not everyone's comfortable doing it, but if you feel you want to do it, that's okay. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Let his blessing be upon you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed that powerful message. Blessings on your day.